Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store and Lowe's.com for details.
Is James Trafford ready for a second swing at the Premier League?
What we saw last season was a more composed Trafford. He brought a stillness to his game that allowed him to make the saves that contributed hugely to a mammoth 29 clean sheets.
Could Chelsea win the title?
It's not silly to say they're a threat. Whether that's going to translate into a proper title challenge, I'm not so sure.
And have Everton landed the bargain of the summer?
Asnou is someone who can stand out for defending in a bad team, but who still tries to get the ball up the pitch.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and welcome to Route 1. It's football fast, no faff. It's out every day, Monday to Friday, about 4 p.m. UK time, and it will bring you up to date with the biggest news around the game. Plus, we'll bring you some interesting stories beyond the big six or seven Premier League clubs. We'll bring you stories from the other big leagues in Europe, Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. But let's crack on. Let's go Route 1. Manchester City have completed the re-signing of goalkeeper James Trafford from Burnley for a fee of £27 million plus add-ons. Trafford was, of course, a graduate of the City Academy. He was sold to Burnley for just under £20 million in 2023, where he had a difficult first season in the Premier League and then an outstanding second season in the Championship. Burnley were promoted with 100 points and conceded only 16 goals in 46 games, which it's the kind of statistic you have to check three times because it doesn't really seem possible. But is he good enough now to push for a first-team place at one of Europe's biggest clubs? I mean, after all, he did lose his place at Burnley in that relegation season, conceding 62 goals in 28 games. Has he improved? Has he learned from that experience? Well, David Preece is a former goalkeeper. He's a goalkeeping coach, and he writes better about this position than anyone else out there. Preece, what do you make of young Trafford?
There's no doubting James Trafford is a talented goalkeeper. But it's also understandable that some doubts do still linger about his capabilities at the top level after his last spell there with Burnley. But comparing that season over his last, and despite the different levels he's been playing at, I think we're looking at a much improved goalkeeper that's returned to Manchester City. Now, there's an argument to say he was set for failure in the Premier League by Vincent Kompany last time out by stubbornly sticking to his principles as he did. But it certainly didn't help his goalkeeper in that moment. There's a horrible look to a goalkeeper who, despite the best efforts and despairing full-length dives, doesn't seem to get near to the ball that's going past him. Or someone who makes rash decisions when facing 1v1s. But to me, much of that was down to his overly active movements between the posts. Inside a frantic body is a frantic mind. And in goalkeeping, less is definitely more. What we saw last season was a more composed Trafford. He brought a stillness to his game that allowed him to make the saves that contributed hugely to a mammoth 29 clean sheets. The biggest challenge Trafford faced in his last Premier League season was becoming target of teams looking to expose an apparent weakness in dealing with crosses under pressure. Again though, this is an area he's improved on. Physically, he appears much stronger and more aggressive in dealing with contacts that come, especially from set players, and makes real good use of punching rather than the naivety of thinking he can claim everything that he comes for, but also being more selective in what he comes for as well. With these adjustments to his game, I think he started to look more the part City had banked on early in his career. that £7 million trade deficit in reacquiring him looks to be worth the experience that he's gained, allowing Burnley to sort of take the falls in the necessary fields every goalkeeper needs to face in the progression is worth that cost. And if Manchester City's goalkeeping coach, Xabi Manzistor, who was an excellent judge of goalkeeping talent, if he thinks James is ready to step up and step up to the challenge for Edison's shirt, I'd be stupid to disagree with him.
Manchester United's Luke Shaw has done his level best to get himself into Ruben Amorim's good books. He's backed the manager for being so uncompromising with certain players and insisting on such high standards. The manager's not bothered, he said. He doesn't care who the player is, and that's how it should be. Whatever he wants, as players, we have to be delivering, and we are fully behind that. Shaw had been pretty uncompromising himself after the Europa League defeat to Spurs in May, publicly questioning whether he and other players were even good enough to represent the club. Now, he referred back to that outburst as well, saying, "I had had such an awful year. I was just fully angry about everything. That's why I did the interview and said what I said." Fair enough. Sunderland have confirmed the signing of Granit Xhaka from Bayer Leverkusen. They've paid £13 million with another £4 million of possible add-ons, which feels rather a lot for someone who's going to turn 33 in September, but there you go. "I'm very proud to be here," he said. "When I spoke to the club, I was excited and I felt the energy and the mentality that all the people and players have." Well, this deal pushes Sunderland's summer spending over the £100 million mark, so you certainly can't accuse them of lacking ambition. And Liverpool have flexed their muscles again. They've sealed a deal for 17-year-old Salford City striker Will Wright, snatching him from right under Arsenal's nose. Wright had been scoring bags of goals in Salford's youth ranks, and when the Gunners agreed a deal worth around £200,000 plus add-ons, they very reasonably considered themselves to be in the driving seat. But a concrete deal with Wright was never in place, and transfer window veterans know that's fertile ground for gazumping. After matching Arsenal's offer and agreeing a 3-year contract with Wright, Liverpool got their man. Well, boy, they got their boy. So this week we are looking at the outsiders, teams you wouldn't put your house on, but teams that might just have a chance at the title. And today we're on the home front with a team I think would win in a survey where the only question was, which team do you hate most in the entire world? It's Chelsea. Now, Chelsea have been very amusing for a number of years. They went from being Thomas Tuchel's race-tuned Champions League winners in 2021 to a sort of overpriced smoking clown car overloaded with overpriced clowns that rattled along miles behind their rivals with sacks full of cash tumbling out of the open trunk. But is that the case now? They are the reigning Janny Bowl champions. They won that funny Conference League thing. But way more importantly, they qualified for the Champions League. And yeah, look, they've got about 37 inside forwards. And no, they still haven't bought a top-class goalkeeper. But I think they could challenge for the title. Matt Davis-Adams is a very objective voice here. He's a Forest fan, but he's also a commentator for Chelsea TV. So he knows his stuff. Matt, am I being silly? Or are they a threat?
It's not silly to say they're a threat. Whether that's going to translate into a proper title challenge, I'm not so sure. On the face of it, the summer business looks pretty good at the moment, doesn't it? Liam Delap and João Pedro have both hit the ground running to various extents. And Chelsea got a nice start to the season. 4 London derbies to kick off with, but probably the 4 that you'd choose. Palace, West Ham, Fulham and Brentford. Good chance, I think, to get 4 wins on the board early on then. And then they will clearly have some momentum. But that momentum might be halted when the Champions League begins. Not a competition that Enzo Maresca has any experience of managing in previously. So balancing that and the Premier League is going to be tough for him. There are other issues to address, such as the goalkeeper. Robert Sanchez was decent in the Club World Cup. Is he going to continue that for a whole Premier League season? I'm not so sure. And the reality is that Liverpool, Manchester City, Arsenal, much more likely to go right to the wire in terms of the title race than Chelsea are. They'll probably bloody a few noses on the way. But will fatigue kick in around the turn of the year after those Club World Cup exploits? I think it possibly will. Be a fun season for Chelsea. Is it going to end in them being Premier League champions? Probably not.
If you're a Chelsea fan, you should know that Matt is the host of the Athletic's Chelsea podcast straight out of Cobham. He's also the host of What the EFL with Adrian Clark and Sam Parkin. So get all over both of them. And Matt will be here tomorrow presenting the show because I'm going to the cricket.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's been a very big summer of transfers already. There's still a month to go, but who are some of these people? This week, we're taking a look at some of the transfers that might have slipped under your radar. For example, Everton's apparent interest in Malik Fofana and Jack Grealish may have dominated Toffee's social media chat this week, and something may yet still develop there. But David Moyes has moved elsewhere. He's finally corrected Everton's risky strategy of allowing Vitaly Mykolenko to be the entire left-back department. He's signed 19-year-old Adam Aznou, a Bayern Munich fringe player, a Morocco international, and a La Masia graduate, acquired for the very reasonable-sounding price of £8 million plus add-ons. Is there a catch? Alex Stewart, chief executive of Analytics FC, a football data consultancy firm, what do you think?
I think this could be a very astute signing. Apparently, Aznou caught the eyes of Everton scouts playing for Bayern in the UEFA Youth League, and his numbers from that period, which we can see on Analytics FC's Emerge platform, really do stand out. He's an attacking fullback with elite short passing quality and carrying, who saw a lot of the ball in dangerous areas. He found his pathway blocked at Bayern by some pretty handy left-backs, so he up sticks to Spain to go on loan to Real Valladolid. He was born in Barcelona, came through La Masia, which is always a good sign, and he played for Spain and Morocco's youth teams. So if we look at his numbers from the Valladolid stint last season, Aznou stands out as a defender. Now, the sample size is on the lowish side, but he is in the top 10% of La Liga fullbacks for 1v1 defending quality and tackling quality and shot blocking. He also excelled at dribbling. He topped the charts for dribbles per 90 among La Liga fullbacks, and he was also in the top 10% for the quality of those dribbles. Creatively, there are some pretty low numbers for passing and crossing, and league average carrying quality, although that is league average in La Liga for a then 18-year-old, and Real Valladolid were not a great team who sat very, very deep, so there is some context there. So what does that leave us with? I would say, if you're Everton, a pretty rosy picture. Aznou is someone who can stand out for defending in a bad team, but who still tries to get the ball up the pitch, taking players on, and does so really quite well. And his youth team numbers suggest that the technical ability is there in terms of passing and creativity if the context is better. For less than £10 million, I would say Everton have done some very smart business.
And you can find out more about Analytics FC by visiting analyticsfc.co.uk. Well, you lot have certainly got stuck into the Stick With Me Butt Challenge. We've been inundated with your predictions. Now, remember, I have no interest in vanilla prophecies. I think Liverpool will retain their title. I want the more outlandish stuff. Stuff like this from Patrick Dunlop. Stick with me, says Patrick. But you know that new rule that will award a corner to the opposing side if the goalkeeper holds the ball for more than 8 seconds? I think everyone will ignore it after about 5 weeks, but I also think Arsenal will be penalised for it the most. Patrick, you may have a point. Matthew Kessler says, stick with me, but Roma will win Serie A. Hear me out. Inter have a new manager and are chasing the Champions League. Milan are a side in transition. Juve don't have the quality. Napoli have European football to contend with. Gasperini will have the magic touch to get the best out of Dybala. I mean, that is a bold shout, Matthew. Roma have been pretty chaotic of late, and Gasperini's last move to a big club didn't go that well. But I like the cut of your jib. We're going to get someone in to look at this for next week. Bunches McGee, if that is your real name, says, stick with me, but I think Gary Lineker will open a restaurant chain called The Rest Is Food, or simply Gary's. Oh, and that Gary Neville will win a BAFTA. Sounds plausible to me, Bunches. Remember, you can get involved. Just email me, root1pod@gmail.com. Put stick with me, but in the subject header. You can email me about anything, really. We'll try to get it on the show. And if we can't get it on the show, know that we did read it and we probably liked it and we definitely love you, but we just didn't have the room. That was Route 1. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your messages and for your amazing reviews. Keep them coming. If you haven't five-starred us already, do it. It helps so much. Your producer today was Tom Fuller. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. That was Route 1. Join us again tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.